Bezal Shem Mizbechu begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mikvaos and the laws of the gathered waters in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek we continue the theme of the end of the previous Perek, which discussed the laws of Chatzitza, and here we speak about specifically the Chatzitza as it applies to a person. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the things that are interpositions by a person. So Elu Chetzim Ba'adam, these things specifically are interpositions, they get in the way of the valid immersion in the Mikvah Ba'adam by a person. So you have Lifluf. If you have the mucus that comes out of the eye, which if it's shechutz la'ayin, if it's outside of the eye, which it gets stuck on the skin, out of the eye, the secretion from the eye, or v'geled shechutz la'mak, or if you have the crust that's out that comes out from a wound, and if it's crusted outside of the wound, or v'hadam yavesh agave makah, or dry blood that's on the wound, or v'retiyah shaleh, the bandage that's on it, v'gildei tzayah shal basari, or this crust of filth that's on his flesh, uvatzik, or and dough, a tit, or mud, shetachas etzban, that's beneath the fingernail, or v'hamil mulin shal aguf, which is like the small, when you try rubbing off the dough, it makes these small little pieces of filth or dough that's on the body. Over tita yoven, or thick mud. Over tita yitzim, or the clay of the potters. Over tichal drachim, or the mud of the roads. Hanimtsa sham tamid, that's always there. Afil b'maisachame, even in the summer months. So that mud gets very dry and that doesn't dissolve in the water. So kol elu chayitz, and all these things in the person's body are going to be chatzitza. Now, ushar kol atit, but all of the mud, not the thick mud and or the types of clay that we were discussing, or those on the roads, but all other mud. Kishulach, when it's moist, in the chayit is not in the position. Sharinim chamem gets dissolved in the water, and it won't be, the water will get to the person's body. Koshayavish, but when it's dry, chayit is, then it will be chatzitza. Halacha beis, hadvash, honey, vadyoy, ink, vacholav, milk, vadum, and blood, usraf, and the sap of the following, hatus, from the berry bush, or vateina from the fig tree, or vashikma from the sycamore tree, vacharav and the carobs tree, yevation, if the sap is dry, so then it's sticky, then it's a solid, so chaitzin, then it's going to be chatzitza. Lachin, if it's moist, in the chaitzin, it's not going to be chatzitza. Now, a shark calls off, but all of the sap, ben lachin, ben yevation, which that's what oozes out of like a bark of a tree, ben lachin, ben yevation, and all others, whether they're moist or dry, chaitzin, they are a chatzitza. So to v'dam shenisach babasar, regarding blood that's sticky on the flesh, asalalach, even though it's moist, chaitz is going to be in the position because it's hard to get it, it's hard to come off. Ha'eva v'abasah madudalim, regarding a limb or flesh that's hanging, chaitzitzin, meaning if there's something on them, it's going to be chatzitz, it's not considered like it's detached from the person's body. Halacha gimel, beisa sasam be'isha, regarding the concealed parts in a woman's body. Chaitzitz, it is a chatzitza, until you first wash the area over there. I mean, although we said that the water does not have to actually come into the base of sarm, but the woman's not allowed to tayvel without washing first in that area. Why? Because there's constantly sweat over there, and dust gathers over there, and that's going to be a chatzitza, and the water's not going to be able to get over there, even though it doesn't technically have to, but it has to be able to get there. Now, when we say this, actually, we're talking about benesua, by a married woman, where she's particular about it, because she doesn't want to be disgraced by her husband. By a single girl, she's not particular, in the chaitzes, because, like we said, unless it's rubai, or at least something that's yimakbid, it's not going to be chatzitza. Halacha dalt. A bandage on the wound, or vakaskasin shagabe shever, or regarding the metal bars that are on a person's break, an injury, a fracture, when they bringing the two parts together, they have these boards, or vasherim, a necklace, vanazamim, or nose rings, vakatlias, or chokers, which are these tight necklaces around the neck, vatabois, and rings. So, bisman, regarding all these things that we just mentioned, bisman shem chazakim, when they're tight and strong around the flesh, they're chatzitza, it's not going to let the water get in. But often, if they're loose, in the chatzim, they're not going to be chatzitza. Halacha hei, chutei tzemer, woolen strings, v'chutei pishtun, and flag strings, v'ritzu shekoshrins, hanoshim, v'rashem lenoi, and regarding the straps that women tie onto their heads for beauty, chatzim, they're chatzitz, because they separate between the body and the water. V'chutei seir, but regarding strands of hair, that a person ties onto their body, that's not going to be chatzitza. Because water gets through those strings, even when they're not loose. Regarding the strings that they put around their neck, In mechaitzim, that's not a chatzitza. I feel like a person even from linen. And the reason is because a woman wouldn't choke herself with the making it too tight around the neck. Now, aval chavakim shebetzav, in contrast regarding those which are those necklaces in the neck, could go in katlias vanokim, like the chokers and these tight necklaces, chaitzim, they are chaitzim, because actually a woman does choke herself with it, because it should tada, valas basar. Not obviously that she can't breathe, but it wants to be very tight, that it should actually look like that she's a fleshy, opulent woman, and that tightens it to make the flesh go up, so actually the water will not get in. That would be chatzitza. Halacha zayin. Seir sha'ala leiv sh'niskasha, regarding here on the person's chest, where the heart area is, where it got tied together, and that's kilkili, and became like matted, all convoluted and stuck together. And became kilkili azakar, so too regarding the matted beard that's all tangled, chaitzim, that's a chatzitza. Halacha ches, chaitza tachav ba'odam. Regarding if there's an arrow stuck in a person. So bismantra near, when it's visible, it's sticking out, chaitzitz, it's chatzitza, it's not letting water get everywhere. But as much in there, when it's not visible, when it's underneath, tevel, then a person could tevel v'eicha b'trumasil erev, and they could eat his truma that evening, even though the arrow itself is tame, that's not a problem. Similarly, when a certain person swallows, we're talking about when it's inside a person's body, whether from outside or through the digestive system. If someone was swallowed, tabas tame, an impure ring, but tevel immerses, how is the tar is going to be tar? Because it's inside the body. And now, the mikiach hashatavol, interesting, if he vomits it up after he tiveled, then nitman b'maga, he becomes tamei, that when he vomits it, he's touching it as it's coming out, where shekvar b'an, already explained, hilchas tamas mes, perikav aloha beiz, shekola bluum b'guf achai, because whatever is absorbed, swallowed in to the living person's body, loimit tamen does not contaminate, but loimit tamen does not become tamei. Now, it didn't become purified either, so inside it's not going to make him tamei. When he vomits it up, it's still tamei, so it's going to make him tummy. Now, nichnasu teroides, the kismen, if let's say pebbles or twigs, went in besitkir raglav milmata, in the cracks of the person's foot on the bottom, so chitzin, that would be chatzitza, because you have to at least have that the water could get in over there, and the pebbles are in the way, therefore that would be considered as a chatzitza. Halacha tes. Ispalonis, melugmo, retia, these are different types of bandages and different types of compresses and dressings. Shall basis some if it's on a concealed part of a person's body, which is like the internal part. So still, these bandages are chaitzin, they're chatzitza. Because av pishen tzarech shekanzeh b'mayim, even though you don't need water to get in over there, because the water doesn't have to go into the basis arm, but it's still has to be fit, and there can't be anything in the way, like we explained in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, so therefore these bandages would be considered chatzitza. Now, we're talking about wounds with bandages. Let's say there was one hair or two hairs that were sticking out of the wound. Now, the top of that hair was stuck on the wound. The wound can become a very sticky area. So there was two hairs. And let's say the tip of those hairs was stuck on mud or filth. Or let's say there was two eyelashes from the bottom that had a hole, and they were coming through in the eyelashes from above. So meaning one eyelash had a hole and the other one was actually sticking through. So those are considered chatzitza because it's stuck, and those hairs will create a interposition between the water and the person's body. Halacha Yud continues regarding a tefila that there's a concern of chatzitza. A person should not immerse with earth on his feet. But if he's traveled, in the chaitz, it's not going to be chatzitza because it gets washed off. If someone holds onto a person and vessels and he immerses them, they remain with their tumah. Even though the person loosened their hands, that the water is getting to the whole vessel, to that person, we're concerned that the rabbinic decree, maybe the person might not make their hands loose. But the medich yod b'mayim. But if let's say they first wash their hands in water, then also tefillah. Then the tefillah will be effective. And the reason for that is because the water that's on the person's hands will connect with the mikvah waters, and it's as if that the person is totally, or the vessel is totally into the mikvah waters. Halachid beis hamafashel is bina la'achira. If let's say a woman went and she put her child on her back when she was fully undressed, and the tefillah, she immersed that way, the tefillah is not effective. because Shema he tit beragle tenega biyodav, because maybe there was mud, some type of filth on the feet or the hands of the child. The nidbek beima b'shas tvi'la, and it got stuck onto the mother when she was immersing b'chatzah. Now it's a chatzitza, and maybe the achash also nafal. Maybe after she came out of the mikvah, maybe then it fell off. So therefore, the tefillah is going to be invalid. Even if we check right after the tefillah and we don't find anything there, it doesn't make a difference. It might have been over there, and therefore it's not going to be valid. Halacha Yud Gimel, Nida, Shenasana Sa'ara Bafia, a menstruating woman that put, let's say, either her hair in her mouth, or she kafza yada, or she tightened her hands, her fist, or she kurtza besifsiseha, or she pursed her lips, she closed her lips very tightly. Or she nimtza ezen bechina, well, let's say we find a bone between her teeth, she didn't floss well, it's kiloi tavla, it's as if she didn't immerse. Because even though it's you don't have to get the water in, but it has to be able to get in over there. And mechin shor kol tamei, also regarding all of the tamei. Nasna mois befia the yard of the tavla. Let's say she put money in her mouth and she went down and she immersed. So tadam tumas nida. So she's pure from the tumah of nida. But vare tamei al gavruka. But she actually is tamei because of her own spittle, because the spittle that's in her mouth naturally that does not make her tamei. But when it becomes detached, because it's connected to the money, the coin that's inside, that actually becomes tummy. And her spittle is a derivative from her. Venimtsis traditional tumas, it comes that she's a first degree level of tumma because she became tumma from her own spittle. Kimishanaga barakanid, as if she's touched the spittle of anida, thus making her a rishon. Vechenadimazab, the same would apply by azab. But from the actual tumma of anida herself, she actually was tahar from. She just became tummy from her own spittle. Halacha yadat kinsin regarding things that are not a chatzitza by a person. These are things that are not interposition by a person. Kilkali harayish, the matted here on the head, ubeis hashechi, and from the armpit, ubeis hasam shabaish, and regarding the katzil parts by a man, v'liflu shabayin, and the secretion of the eye, v'gel shel samaka, and regarding the crust that develops by the wound, v'lichluch yitzayish al-basari, and the filth of the stickiness of the filth that's on his flesh, and the filth that's beneath the fingernail, and the hanging fingernail, and the kshus of the minor, which that's the small hairs that's on his flesh. All these things are not considered a chatzitza for the person. Halachat Zbav continues regarding what is considered a chatzitza with hair and what's not considered a chatzitza. So shtei sa'aris o yaser, two hairs or more. So yikushun ka'achas that they got knotted as one. Kesher echad one knot. So in mechaitzim it's not a chatzitza. The reason is neshamayim boy mem, because water gets in over there. Now besayir achas neksher, one hair that gets knotted, the hair itself chaitzetzes that is a chatzitza, because the water does not get in over there. But this is that if a person is particular about this, like we said. But if he's not particular about it, then also late tefillah, then the immersion works, because that's called a mute she'ina makbid. Until the majority of the person's hair is kosher, is knotted, nima, and asma, each one independently. It can't be all of them knotted, because that wouldn't be the sar and the roish. It has to be each one, and the majority of the hairs, that would be a rubu shayna makbid, that would be considered as a chatzitza. Now, says the Ram, that's how the go'inim ruled. But virali, it appears to me, that the hair of a person is kugufehu chashav le'indefila. It's like his body regarding the halachas of immersion. Now, and the indikugub bevin atzma, it's not like its own entity. Kedeshanim, that we should say, roiv haseir. I mean, we don't look at the majority of the hair to qualify in the laws of majority, like we say regarding the majority of the person's body. Rather, ava bisha kolsar roishai, kashanim and nima, says Ram, no, even if all the hair on the person's head, each one is knotted, each one by itself, im in a makbulah, the person's not particular about it, also like tevilah, the immersion is going to work, because that's not the majority of the person's body. That's the majority, or even all of the hair. Even all of the hair is not the majority of the person's body. Elim kein itztarf lochaitzis acha agufa, unless it's combined together with some other interposition on the person's body, and then v'nimtza hakol reib gufa, then it comes out that all of it is the majority of a person's body, like we explained. But even all the hair, if it's not the majority of a person's body, says the Ram, that would not be a problem. And v'echad anida, whether anida, v'echad char tmeim, shesh bereshim seir, or whether all of the tmeim they have on their head here, the same halacha would apply. Halacha design continues with the halacha of chafifa, of combing the hair before immersion in the mikvah. So Takanis Ezri, there is an institution of Ezra Sefer, sheti isha chayfefes es sa'ar, that a woman should comb her hair, v'achkar titba, and then she should immerse himself. Now, Vim Efshal Alocha Balaila. Now, if she could come here at nighttime, because we say the Nida goes, her tefillah is at nighttime. Velitva Miyad, take up the Chaviv, and then she immerses herself right away, right after she comes here. Here's a Meshubach, that's the most praiseworthy. But in a pressing situation, because of illness, then she could even come over here on before Shabbos, but then she could immerse herself after Shabbos. Halachit Zayin, Tavlova also. Now, relative to this is, let's say she tavels and she comes out. And she finds her something that's into position. If at that same day that she did the chafifa, tavla she immersed herself, then she does not have to do the combing a second time, because we suspend that must have been that it fell on her after she did the combing and she just didn't notice it, but this would not nullify the whole combing. All she does is she goes right back into the mikveh and she immerses herself right away. But vimla, but let's say it was not the same day as the chaviva that she did the tefillah, then tzricha locha pam shniya v'litvul. Then she has to comb her hair a second time, and then tevel, because then we're concerned that maybe there are other chatzitzes and she didn't realize it, because it's been a while since she did the chafifa, because it's been a different day, and we see that there was a chatzitza, she has to comb herself again. Now, a woman should not comb her hair with neser, natural and a certain type of element, because it actually tears out the hair, and then the hairs get mangled, and that's going to be a chatzitza. Neither should she use the sap of oak tree, because it actually goes and tangles the hair. Rather, she should comb her hair with warm water, even warm water that was heated by the sun, because actually warm water, hot water, it removes the hair, and it actually allows for one to comb it. In contrast to cold water, it actually tangles and gathers the hair together, and gets knotted, and actually that would be a problem, that would make it actually more difficult for the woman to do the chafifa. Halacha Yates continues regarding things that are chatzitza for taharis, for the laws of purity, which is really the safer that we're discussing over here, but would not be for the permissibility of the nidah for her husband, which is actually in different halachas of Yisrael Rabiah. Nidah shenosna tafsha lebenova tavla. If a menstruating woman gave a cooked dish to her son and then she immersed herself, tefillah is not going to be effective. Because the fatty element that's on her hand, which is a chatzitza. Halacha chav, sarta b'fsara. Let's say she got a cut, a scratch in her flesh. B'haitzi dam, and it bleeds, and she immerses herself. So, b'tech shleshem, if it's within 3 days, im b'kam astritas chaitzis, then the place of the scratch is not going to be chatzitza. B'achar shleshem, after 3 days, chaitzis, it is going to be chatzitza. Why? B'nishadam nikbashem, because what happens after 3 days, the blood congeals over there. Kagel shagabimaka, which is like the crust that's on the wound, which we had said is a chatzitza. And chaylifl b'shabayin, so too the liquid that comes out of the eye. And ha yavish, it was dry. B'hu she'ischel herk, that's when it starts changing colors. Chetz beneath that will also be chatzitza by the nida. Halacha chaval of koichal, which is like a makeup that women put on by their eyes. Mascara, sheba'ayin, that's on the eye. That means that it's in the eye. In the chetz, that's not a chatzitza. But shalgava'ayin, but if it's on the eye, chetz, that's a chatzitza. But if her eyes were fluttering, which opening and closing it very much, then and even the makeup that's on the eye is not going to be chatzitza, because by constantly moving it, it removes the makeup, and it's going to be very little left that's not considered substantial to be a chatzitza. Halacha base. Now, let's say a woman opens her eyes up very much, very wide, when she's going to the mikvah. Oh, it's muslim based, so she closes it very tight. Either one of those extremes, la'asla tefillah, the immersion is not going to be effective, because it's not the normal way, and it's going to be causing some type of a fold, which is not the natural way, and therefore the water is not getting there. Now, but remember, when do we say all these halachas from halacha yates up until this point? All this was said la'in yitaharis, meaning when we started by nida that gave a tavshal lebena. This was said regarding the nida of the laws of purity. Avatila balabat to permit her to her husband, that is a materis, all these cases shouldn't be permitted. And therefore, even if she gave the cooked dish to her son, she had an old scratch, she had on her eyes this makeup, or whether she opened up her eyes very much or closed it very tight, that is a mitzvah labala, she can be permitted to her husband. Why? Sure, what's the reason for the discrepancy? Because all these things that we mentioned and things that are similar like that, the only chatzitz from rabbinic law. Well, in Taharis, regarding Taharis, that's what Gazara, that's what they decreed. But in Yabir, regarding the intimacy with her husband, like Gazara, they didn't decree. Now, B'chol HaChetzit, B'nidl Taharis, whatever is Chetzitza for the need regarding laws of purity, Chetzit B'shar Tamim L'Taharis is really Chetzitza for all Tamein regarding laws of purity. And the chaitzis bager b'shatzvila, it's also considered chatzitza for a convert at the time when he's immersing to become a Jew. Lachav Gimel continues and concludes with regarding the presumption of a tummy person with their tummy when it comes to a situation of safik. So Misha Tavav Allah, if someone immersed and they came out, Nimta Lav Devach Chaitzis, and they find in themselves something that which would be a chatzitza that's interposing, although the person was engaged with that species all day long, it depends as follows. The person can remain tummy until they say, I know definitively that this was not on me before I went to the mikvah, to Taival. And why do we say that? Because but since the person was presumed to be tummy, because we know that's what they're tummy for. That's what chazaka is. You say that the tummy person remains with their tummy status until you have this, you can't have the suffix that which you have this doubt. You have a chazaka until there's a vade, until only a vade is mitzvah from himself. Only definitively knowing that it was not there, even though it's there afterwards, you know it wasn't there, then it would be okay. But up until you know definitively, the person is going to be treated as tummy.